A race is getting underway for the Yukon Party nomination for the Whitehorse West Riding. This is the first time since the Yukon Party started announcing nominees and acclaiming candidates to run for MLA in the upcoming territorial elections that there has been a contest to be a candidate. The territorial elections haven't been called yet. Two nominees are seeking the nomination for the Whitehorse West Electoral District, which is currently held by Yukon Liberal Party MLA Richard Mostyn, Yukon Housing Corporation Director Laura Lang and Natalie Taylor, a leader in the non-governmental organization sector. The Liberals announced in a press release on the evening of July 30 that Mostyn won't be running for re-election for member of the Legislative Assembly. Lang is listed on the Yukon Government Employee Directory as one of seven directors or acting directors for the Yukon Housing Corporation. She is pivoting from the public sector to territorial politics, according to a Yukon Party press release issued July 29. On July 30, the party issued another press release highlighting Taylor's announcement. The release notes that Taylor serves as executive director of the Whitehorse Aboriginal Women's Circle and is an engaged community member. An email statement from Yukon Party Media Director Tim Kuchurik on July 30 outlines the Yukon Party candidate nomination process. Kuchurik explained the window for nomination will open, imminently, for 14 days. After that period, if more than one candidate declares they are seeking the nomination and meets the criteria, then a nomination meeting will take place within 2 weeks of the nomination period closing. This meeting will be held at a neutral location, provide an opportunity for candidates to speak, and will enable both in-person and telephone voting by secret ballot, Kuchurik wrote. Yukon Party members in good standing at least a week before the nomination meeting can vote, per Kuchurik. Laura Lang. Lang is quoted in the release suggesting that Yukoners are worried about the future. As a parent, community volunteer and longtime public servant, I hear Yukon's concerns firsthand. I have the experience and knowledge of how government works, she said. The press release introduces Lang as a seasoned public sector leader, with 25 years of living in the territory and more than 20 years of experience with the Territorial Department of Health and Social Services and the Housing Corp. She has five children. As chair and board director for the Ecole Whitehorse Elementary School Council, she played a role in delivering a vision for French immersion in the territory, according to the release. The release describes her as an involved community member. She has taken part in the community through sports such as Whitehorse Minor Hockey, gymnastics, dance and soccer, as well as the Share the Spirit campaign and the Whitehorse United Church, as noted in the release. Natalie Taylor. The release quotes Taylor saying that through her work and advocacy, she has met Yukoners who are concerned about community health and the daily cost of living. There is a strong desire for leadership that listens, understands and works alongside the community to build solutions, Taylor said. As part of Curry Dixon's Yukon Party team, I believe we can create a healthier, more connected Yukon. I'm excited to bring my advocacy experience, strong community relationships and practical knowledge to help move us forward together. Taylor's family arrived in the Yukon in the 1940s. She has lived in the territory her whole life, according to the release. Taylor has previous involvement with the Yukon Anti-Poverty Coalition and Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Society Yukon. Currently, she is involved with Girl Guides, Scouts and the Klondike Road Relay, for example, as part of her community work. Territorial elections must be called by October 3 so they can be held on or before November 3. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.